Good afternoon, I'm Gary Feiereisen. Loss of nutrients from agronomic systems to surface waters contributes to local, regional, and national problems. Upper Mississippi River Basin states have crafted water quality plans calling for 45% reduction in nitrate-nitrogen loads, most of which is transported from agricultural fields through tile drainage systems. Edge-of-field nitrate and removal practices such as wetlands, bioreactors, or saturated buffers require hours of residence time for effective nitrate removal. Cold temperatures during springtime further slow microbiologically driven denitrification. These challenges are exacerbated by increasing precipitation trends, especially of large high-intensity storms. Bioreactors are sized to treat a percentage of flow, of peak flow, with excesses bypassing treatment. A unique bioreactor project in southern Minnesota addresses the challenges of treating a higher percentage of flow without creating a single massive bioreactor bed. In order to increase percent of treatment, three bioreactor cells were installed in cascading order so that when flow increases beyond the capacity of the first cell, flow enters the second cell and then the third cell. This installation is unique in its size and scope. The drainage area is 265 hectares, that's over a square mile. There are several landowners involved, and the local drainage authority is actually maintaining and operating the site. Installation was completed in the first quarter of 2016. Flow was initiated in April. Instrumentation to measure flow and water quality constituents has been put into place. Three relatively large events have provided opportunity to measure flows and uncover equipment issues. On top of a very wet September, where there was 25 centimeters of precipitation average in this county, a 7-centimeter event 2 weeks ago quickly filled the flows in all three cells and most of the flow bypass treatment. An analysis of that is underway. Here you can see that we've done a bromide tracer test on the first cell, and here are the results. Very nice trace. In coming years, this installation will provide insight into flow dynamics, nitrate removal rates of bioreactor cells that are run in a continuous versus more of flashy. The third cell will actually have flow in and out of it more often to see what the wood chip service life is like under these conditions and to see if there are any potential sedimentation problems. Here's an example of this event that was 3 weeks ago. You can see that adding the flow up from all three cells, still only a small fraction of the entire peak flow was actually treated. So sedimentation issues, which have been talked about a little bit, are a serious concern, I think, in the long run. The potential for stacking practices to treat more water or for some enhanced nitrate removal processes that could shorten the residence time, we talked about some of them in the symposium yesterday, would be some things that we could either try or model from the information that's collected from this site. So in terms of stacking, consider a scenario where additional infiltration through our work in the field, infiltration into the soil, or storage in the watershed clips the peak flows and stretches out the hydrograph. Then imagine that we use saturated buffer or a wetland to take some of the base flow and add to that a bioreactor. You can see that we begin to approach the goal, but this is a very difficult goal, 45%. And there's a quote that I'll give here from a guy named Frank Wicksek that was shared recently by one of my colleagues. Kurt Spokas tells us we're on the right track. He said, if you don't make mistakes, you're not working on hard enough problems. Indeed, we are working on a hard problem. So thank you.